Red, White, and Boom, 250 Years of American Prosperity. By John Carney on July 3, 2026. Our decision to declare independence from the British 250 years ago has paid off economically. The U.S. economy and population have grown at a faster rate than the U.K.'s in the years since independence. With higher stock returns, better bond yields, and lower inflation, according to Bank of America's chief investment strategist, Michael Hartnett. Hartnett titled his latest weekly flow show note Red, White, and Boom. He calculates that nominal gross domestic product has grown at an average annual rate of 6% in the U.S., beating the U.K.'s average growth of 5.8%. After adjusting for inflation, the U.S. economy has expanded at an average rate of 3.6% and the U.K.'s at 2.1%. Inflation has run lower in the U.S., as well. In the U.S., inflation has averaged 2.5% since 1789, according to Hartnett. In the U.K. it has averaged 3.9%. An online CPI calculator says that U.S. inflation has averaged just 1.47% since 1776 and 2.17% in the U.K. Cumulative inflation means prices are up 3,752% in the U.S. since 1776 and 21,173% in the U.K. Holders of U.S. government debt have done better, as well. The U.S. 10-year bond has yielded an average of 5.8% over the past 250 years. While the UK's yield averaged 5.6%. The US population has grown 2% on average versus 0.8% for the UK. Data from the Global Change Data Lab, a UK nonprofit, says that the US economy has grown an average of 3.35% since 1820. That compares very favorably against growth in Europe. The fastest growing countries over the period have been Scandinavia, with Norway clocking in a 2.98% growth rate, Finland 2.53%, and Sweden 2.48%. France, Spain, Italy, and the UK have all grown an average of less than 2% during the period.